Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the Grinch forcing Hooze to rim his dog, our Spotify year-in-review surprises, what I ordered on Cyber Monday, and Corey's female-presenting nipples looking God right in the eye. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey, Corey!
Hello, Tyler.
How are you?
Oh, well, it's just another beautiful day in the world.
It's not that beautiful here in Los Angeles. It's like pretty dreary, actually, I find.
You know, that's how I love it.
Well, I don't
I love a little drear. I love a little burr.
Oh.
I love a chunky sweater with a denim jacket.
It's very chunky sweater weather. Do you have any good chunky sweaters?
I thought it's also chunky Campbell's soup weather.
It really is. You know that's one of my favorite dinners.
I don't trust a meat out of a Campbell's soup's can.
I didn't know that about you. Why is that? Because of your father, the butcher?
Well, it's because of my grandma, the wonderful soup maker.
She died from botulism?
No.
Oh.
Although once I did make soup with like canned ingredients, and a lot of people I worked with thought they were going to die because of a canned ingredient.
Oh my God. Everyone can shut up.
I thought, grow up. People from the Midwest live off of this.
I know. And my dad was I don't trust this, but my dad was talking about how if it's in a can, it really lasts like a couple years longer than the expiration date says. And I said, well, glad I'm fucking alive still.
Do you check like shit like... My roommate was checking the expiration date on ibuprofen, and I thought, how can that go bad?
I check the expiration date on everything. The first thing I do when I get home to my parents' house for the holidays, I do a sweep of everything in the fridge.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I throw out half of the fridge. And they're so pissed at me every time, but I say, you know what? I just saved your fucking life.
You know what? You're wasteful.
That's what they say. They say, waste not, want not. If you're going to waste that, you better not want anything. I said, oh, just, please.
You don't have to eat it. You can leave it for them to eat.
It's a life lesson. Everything expires, and I'm just here to help, you know?
You know what I wish would expire? You.
I know. Okay. You know what did expire?
Another corpse on Christmas.
You know? Did you hear what did expire?
What?
Well...
Tell me about it, sis.
Porn on Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we briefly talk about this?
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, now it's officially done. It's gone.
Oh, you're right. By the time this episode comes out, it might be resting in peace.
Rip. It's like, where do I go?
Are you still on Tumblr?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You still check out those dope memes?
I feel like I'm the only one with a queue that's still going. It's a full queue every day, 10 posts a day. Tumblr won't let up.
Well, I have notifications on for your Tumblr posts.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're right. I don't.
TylerOakley.tumblr.com really delivers. I have to say, it's my most underrated thing I've ever done in my life.
Is that our sponsor for this week's episode?
Sure. If you guys are listening, be sure to follow me on TylerOakley.tumblr.com. No, it's good content. Thank you.
What's it got? LOL?
It's surely got no female presenting nipples.
You know how I post like, I reblog like shirtless men with like hairy chests. Do you think that I'll be able to still have that.
That's well, in the rules, they said no female presenting nipples. So depending on how
does like a side profile nipple work?
I don't know. It kind of
what
like
is presenting.
That's what they're. I'm not saying these are my rules. I'm just saying that's what they say.
Honey,
so I think
you're
the thicker the titty.
What?
I'm just saying, if it's a really thick male titty, then Tumblr might, they're like scanning machine robots might be like female nipple.
I think we should all just start posting our nipple pictures and have them decide boy or girl nipple.
Well, why limit it there? Gender is a spectrum, bitch.
Right. So let's do our butthole pics too.
That's not what I meant.
Jokes on you, tumblr.com/TylerOakley/.
Okay. Let's just, speaking of my nipples, I just ordered quite a shipment on Cyber Monday.
Oh my God. If I have to hear one more time about your Cyber Monday deals.
Did I tell, I didn't tell you what I got, did I?
Not me being at the bar with all of our friends and checking my calendar this weekend and seeing that you wanted to go to the Grove for their 40% off sale.
Okay, well, first of all, that's a completely different story. What I'm talking about is on Cyber Monday, which is the 3 days after what's it called? Black Friday or whatever the
Thanksgiving,
fuck.
Thanksgiving, I think, is the real holiday there.
Small little itty-bitty business Wednesday or whatever the fuck.
It's give small business Saturday.
Charity Sunday. It's just kind of like we get it.
Suck a dick Wednesday.
Suck a dick
I think.
Wednesday.
Here we go.
Eat a hole.
All, taco.
Eat a
taco
hole
Tuesday.
Your whole week. Anyway, the point was on Cyber Monday.
Manicotti Mondays.
I would die for Manicotti Monday. Manicotti Monday. Bring the people for Manicotti Monday. On Cyber Monday, did you buy
Please
anything?
Don't. I didn't. I thought about it. I know my mom texted me over the weekend and I woke up after sleeping in because it was the weekend and I had a text from my mom that said, I'm at Kohl's and I got $40 Kohl's cash. What you need? I thought, Mom, I can't possibly think of what I need from Kohl's right now.
I could tell you what you need from Kohl's.
What?
What would be nice is some socks.
No.
No?
I'm picky about my socks.
You know what you can get anywhere? Shoe cleaner. Like a little scruffer thing and like some spray. That's nice.
You know what you can always pick up while you're at Kohl's? Goo Gone.
I was going to say that. You really could. Goo Gone is a great gift for any occasion. It's a great stocking stuffer.
So you think
thank
shoe
you to
polish,
Goo Gone.
Use your Kohl's cash on Goo Gone and shoe polish.
I don't know.
Do you polish your own shoes?
Well, my white shoes I clean.
Do you just throw them in the wash?
No, you have to scrub them.
I got my first pair of white shoes this summer, and it was a big deal for me because I think I don't like anything that gets dirty real quick.
You really have to step high. You know?
I couldn't. You know I love to splash in puddles.
I know that about you. That's my biggest concern for your new white shoes.
I love to get down.
I know you like to tap dance in the mud. I know that.
I like to step in shit intentionally. Oh, wait, that's you.
I know you like to just kick a dirty pig. I know.
I'm the dirty pig.
Well, yeah.
What you learned?
I know. You're a receiving pig kick bottom.
I know. I mean, at this point, by the time this episode comes out, I'm going to be like almost home for the holidays.
Oink, oink thinking, in Michigan.
I was thinking, there better not fucking be snow.
Okay, so before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Hims. Hims is a new wellness brand for men. If you don't know about it, you gotta learn. Did you know that 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? And I feel like when you start to notice your hair loss, it's sometimes kind of too late. It's easier to keep the hair that you have than to replace the hair that you have lost. If that's something that you worry about, you are not alone, and there is a solution just for you. It is 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, Plus, they handle other issues that men face too, like skincare or sexual wellness. So it's really your one-stop shop for any type of issue you might have. Now, I have talked about Hims on the podcast before, on my videos before. I did a morning routine video where I showed you some Hims products that I use for my skin. I really love it. I think you will too. What I love about Hims most is that it connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat whatever issues you might have. So like I said, if you're facing issues with hair loss or skincare or with your sexual wellness, it's a place where you can go with no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You save hours just by going to forhims.com. Super easy. You just answer a few quick questions and a doctor will review and can prescribe you products that are shipped directly and discreetly to your front door. So y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So if you order now, our listeners are going to get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. All you gotta do is visit the website for full details. This could literally cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or to a pharmacy. So all you gotta do is go to forhims.com, forhims.com/psycho. Again, that is forhims.com/psycho. Thank you, Hims, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now, back to the gossip. Well, when I was there for Thanksgiving, I thought I was going to die the first night I rented my car. It was a blizzard.
It was a blizzard.
Because you can't drive?
It was a blizzard, Harry.
Well, it was a combination of I can't drive, and I thought I had figured out my... You know how you have to turn the heat on and blast it and up or whatever? I thought I had figured it out, but I hadn't figured it out.
You know I'm always warm. The last thing I want to do is turn on the heat in a car.
Well...
Let alone full blast, Henny.
Anyway, the point of me talking about Cyber Monday was in my nipples was I was going to tell you what I got.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not
care? Oh, this whole time we haven't even heard what you bought Cyber Monday for your nipples.
What I bought.
Was it a little lotion?
Yeah, lotion for my nipples. That's from Cyber Monday for my clamps.
A little peppermint lotion.
No.
For when baby chafes.
Oh, no. What I had gotten was... A shipment of, I'm counting actually, one.
Statehood
two, three,
quarter
four,
nipple clamps.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 10 crop tops.
Oh my. How is that for your nipples? That's for your belly button.
Because you can see my nipples through them.
They're a mesh crop top.
Oh, well, half of them are mesh, are not. And then I got some mesh tanks that are not crops. It's all just rave
you
gear,
know,
if you will.
I don't like to wear mesh with nothing underneath it because my nipples are always hard. And sometimes my nipple goes perfectly right through one of the little holes in the mesh. And I think, well, this isn't a look for anybody.
Well, I got a white one. See, I'm showing you right now. And this black one and a navy one.
I guess you're just Lena Dunham.
What?
Lena Dunham. Aren't you just Lena Dunham, season one of Girls?
Does she
you
like a crop not. Top? I got
you
this.
Did not.
This
you
lace.
Did not.
This here is a bubblegum lace mesh crop top. Thank you. And then I got these sunglasses for when I someday get.
What website is this you went to?
Well, I'll link you. It's all rave gear, but I got these sunglasses for if I ever get LASIK before a rave.
Yeah. You should get LASIK at a rave.
And then this is the last one. It's a bit much, but it's it's very gender fluid mesh crop top.
Remember when you tried to tell me that you don't have a garish wardrobe?
It's not like I'm wearing these to church. Unless there's a rave at church. Wait, is there like, you know how there's like cool churches and then there's like
Catholic
churches? Don't you
know in Lansing, they had that like party bar in Lansing called like the Temple Club. Wasn't that like an old church?
I used to go to Temple Club. Well, Temple Club was for kids.
Did she wear her rave shirt to the Temple Club?
No, I bet I wore an Aeropostale graphic tee.
You wore a sweater vest from Old Navy with...
Houndstooth sweater vest from Old Navy.
Neon orange Old Navy flip-flops that you had in every color.
Anyway, the point of the story is I look really great in these mesh crop tops, and I'll show you sometime at a rave if you come with
me. I think you're going to look a mesh.
Oh, a hot mesh?
Nope, just a mesh. Are we going to go to a Christmas rave?
Well, hell yeah. I was looking at some raves for New Year's.
Well, Okay.
Not for New Year's night, but just around New Year's while you're in town.
For the new year.
No. For like New Year's weekend, there's raves that are not countdown to midnight New Year's.
That mesh is never going to look good on me after I eat 16 bags of Ghirardelli's peppermint bark.
I'm not offering you to borrow my mesh.
I'm going to have to wear those sunglasses as a belt.
Well, they are kind of, yeah, you are giving a good visual to the people that can't see.
It's a chunky belt.
No.
It's a chunky
can of soup is what it is.
Don't get me started again on chunky soup.
I won't.
So I heard you watched The Grinch last night.
What? I hate that. I can hear in the microphone you sloshing around your iced coffee. So clearly the kids at home can hear.
You think I'm drinking an iced coffee?
Do
you even know me?
Oh, it's an iced Pepsi. It's an iced Pepsi. It's not diet. It's an iced Pepsi, isn't it?
Wow.
Anyway, yes, I saw The Grinch last night. Not the new one, the old one.
Which one?
Jim Carrey, circa year 2000.
The only thing good about that is that Faith Hill song that came from that soundtrack.
Where are you, Chris? I'm exactly in the right key and I know it.
Well, you are the next little Cindy Lou Who.
Well, thank you.
You know, I don't ever want to see a male comedian in an overdramatic like role, like Jim Carrey as the Grinch or Johnny Depp as like a pirate.
Well, I really thought Jim Carrey as the Grinch held up. I was laughing the whole time. I was very stoned. I had just ordered pho.
Would you blow a who?
Again?
Would you blow the Grinch
again? I hate
only after his heart grew 3 sizes, if you know what I mean.
Okay, okie dokie. No, there's a scene. There's a scene in The Grinch where he picks up his dog Max.
Okay.
Okay. He's in the middle of ruining Christmas or stealing Christmas or whatever the fuck he's up to. He's at the mayor's house. The mayor is married to his middle school or elementary school sweetheart. So he's really got this like vindictive attitude toward the mayor. Okay.
Well, as anyone would.
Right. He's an anti-establishment citizen, if you will.
And bitch stole his girl.
And bitch stole his Christmas. So he's there in the mayor's house, trespassing, really vandalizing. He picks up his dog, Max. He notices the mayor is whispering in his sleep, very like sexy thoughts and things like, oh, kiss me or something like that. And so he picks up his dog, Max,
and turns his butthole on his
turns
face.
Him around, puts the dog's butthole on the mayor's lips.
You don't want to rim a dog.
That's illegal in most states. View of the camera is you see the dog's face and the dog's eyes through CGI, get bigger as if he's getting rimmed.
Maybe the dog had some poppers. Do you think it was a French kiss?
I think it was a French kiss. I think it was a non-consensual bestiality, like ass to mouth, rim job.
That is a felony.
Whoville.
I don't even like when people draw on people's faces with Sharpie when they're like so drunk at a party or something, or you like put makeup on them, let alone put a dog's butthole in their face.
I know. Well, how do you feel about like waking up to a dick on your chin or balls on your chin or whatever straight guys do?
If I'm sleeping and a straight guy wants to put his penis near my mouth.
What if he's a who?
He could be a hoot. We're going to find out after our first date.
Okay, okie dokie. Well, all I'm saying is with all of the hubbub and the hurrah from Fox News about who's that bitch? The war on Christmas about Rudolph. I really felt like if I tweet this, is Fox News going to call me out for trying to ruin the Grinch because it's eating ass of a dog or what?
Well, you are a sensitive snowflake.
I'm sorry that I don't want my kids' movies to have ass to mouth hooed dog. Okay.
If you can't see it on Tumblr, you shouldn't have to see it on the Grinch.
That was a female presenting who nipple.
You know what I think you are?
What?
The bench who stole Christmas.
as usual, your stomach and the rest of your life are at war. You need to eat, but you can't stop what you're doing to deal with it, and the only fast things that deliver are not what you want. Introducing Postmates, the app that adds a delivery option to your favorite restaurants. Imagine anything you want to eat delivered. You don't have to drive, park, or even talk on the phone to order. Just download the app and order. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring what you want within the hour. You can even see where your food is and track the order. Plus, if you forget to get eggs or milk, no problem. Craving a tasty burger? Perfect. Looking for the perfect red wine or a summer beer? Order up. Postmates is super easy, and it is your new long-term munchies booty call. Plus, y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So to start your free deliveries, download the app today and use the code PSYCHO. PSYCHO. Again, that is code PSYCHO for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Save the hassle, get the food you love fast at Postmates with code PSYCHO. Okay, back to all of our gossip.
Binch.
Oh my God, literally as we're recording this right now, Colleen has gone into labor.
Finally.
Speaking of the binch who stole Christmas, her child...
Well, I've been seeing a lot of Tumblr posts about Sagittarius season, so I guess her baby's going to be a Sagittarius.
That is one of the signs where I'm pretty sure I've never met a Sagittarius, you know what I'm saying?
Well, my college roommate, my second year was a Sagittarius, I think, and he sure did borrow my clothes a lot without asking.
Is that so one of the things?
So in my head, whenever I meet a Sagittarius, I think, you seem like the type to borrow clothes without asking.
You better watch out. You better think twice.
Well, I went to a rave on...
Did you wear your female presenting mesh nipples?
No, I went to a rave on Friday, and I saw this tall bearded man, so I kind of wiggled over his way because he looked like he was the only one dancing and having as much fun as I was. So we danced a little bit, and then he was all, "What's your sign?"
No.
And you know that's a very me thing to say, so I was like...
That is not even the closest thing I would ever think you would say to somebody.
Would I say, like, beep, boop, and then, like, kiss their kiss their cheek?
You would not ask what's their sign. You would just be all, you would blink with one eye, blink with the other eye, and then say, beep.
And then I would say, so, is the Grinch problematic?
And then you do this little move. Yes, you know.
I don't do the plug nose swim down.
I do sometimes.
Shoulder shimmy.
If I'm really fucked up. I start to do that, and then I do the peace sign over my eyes.
No.
Why
are you obsessed with Austin Powers?
I'm not, but I do that. I do that too.
Why do you love Mr. Bigglesworth?
I do that to Nick and Austin, and that's how they know I'm really fucked up.
Hashtag on one.
It's kind of a communication through movement.
Yeah, well, this bearded guy all goes, what sign are you? And I said, I'm a Pisces. And he goes, bye, I'm a Leo. And I thought...
Wait, wow. did he really leave you after that?
No, he laughed and he goes, Well, we're really not supposed to get along. And then he was all, well, I guess I'm going to dance with my friends some more, but give me your number before you leave.
Oh my God. He's like, I guess we're not supposed to get along, but quick, let me blow you at the urinal.
No, that's what I said to him.
Did you?
No, I gave him my phone number and I said, text me sometime. And then we found out we live in the same neighborhood.
Oh, well, Jesus. I just feel like, I love the question of, did you blow him at a urinal? It wouldn't shock me.
I've never blown anyone at a urinal.
What I'm saying is.
Yet.
I know. What I'm saying is, I just feel like straight people from the middle America, let alone like places where it's a little bit more conservative in the world. I just feel like they must think that we are out of control.
Well, I think you're out of control. This is your intervention.
For what? Blowjobs at the urinal? It's not like I'm performing.
No, for plugging your nose and doing the swim down arm move on the dance floor.
I'm a freak. I can't help it. You know what? I appreciate an intervention for that.
I can't believe you love Austin Powers. You're all, yeah, baby.
Ew. That's like what my dad says. He thinks he's like funny when he does an Austin Powers impression.
I know. You tell me stories like this all the time, and I'm like, do you realize that you are Todd?
What?
Yeah, it's true.
No.
You and your dad both love like Dunder Mifflin.
Ew. Okay. Anyway.
I can't believe now you're embarrassed.
I'm a little shy, but also a little very outgoing.
So wait, you don't think Rudolph is problematic?
No. I mean, it's not good that they're really taking advantage of him, and they made fun of him for his difference, and then now they're taking advantage of him because suddenly his difference is usable and profitable.
Well, there you have it. He's getting paid a lot of salary. Maybe the joke's on Santa.
I sure hope. Well, I don't know. Are they union? Are the reindeer union? I don't really. What did you just do? Blow a booger rocket?
A booger rocket?
Onto the carpet? Never.
Yeah, right into the couch, I guess.
I mean, hawking a loogie is next level.
Hawk the Herald Angels Sing.
Okay. What were your biggest surprises, best and worst of your Spotify top songs of 2018?
Well, okay, so there's been a big debate ever since that came out last week, or however
between
long
who
ago it was at this point. All my gay friends and my one straight friend that I hang out with regularly. There was big debate because they were like, well, Corey, you posted on your Instagram story that those are your 15 most played songs, but that's not the actual order. They were like, that's just a shuffled Spotify playlist of your top 100. It's not necessarily an order from 1 to 100.
I disagree.
I was honestly 50-50. And then they were like, if you look at the little cards for the My Spotify Wrapped thing, they were like, it showed your top five artists and your top five song titles. And they were like, that was actually your top five song titles. And they are different. They're not the same as the top five on that playlist that Spotify made for me.
Well, I have a question.
It all did seem realistic, but you and I both had No Excuses by Meghan Trainor as number 9. Which
No. You had a different Meghan Trainor song than I did, I think. Didn't you?
No, I think it was the same.
Well, one thing that really popped up was they tell you the first song you listened to or something, the first artist you discovered of the year.
One was just a joke. They named some artists and I played 3 of their songs and had never heard any of their songs. And I thought, did I sit
on my
phone?
It must have been like 1 a.m. on 2018, like New Year's night, and you're like fucked up and you're on shuffle or something.
Oh, maybe one of your friends, because now that you say that, one of your friends was like taking my phone and playing songs last
Probably.
Year.
Well, mine was Faith Evans, Mesmerized. Do you know that song?
I love that song. So maybe I had your phone and you
I don't know.
Mine.
I don't know that song. Is it good?
Yeah, it's so good. Oh, I think I have a remix. I'll send it to you.
I'm trying to listen to it right now, but you know what? I'll listen to it another time, I guess.
You know what my first played song of the year was?
What?
Maybe we did swap phones because mine was Shivers by Rachel Platten.
That was a very me song. I loved that song.
I re-listened to it like the week that the Spotify came out with everything, and I thought, this song still slaps or bops or hits or whatever.
I don't know
what
the kids are saying. I listened to 44,000 minutes or hours? Must be minutes. What? Days? 44,000 days this year of music.
Are you singing Seasons of Love?
Which is a definitive Christmas song. Would you not agree?
It's on my Christmas playlist.
Thank you.
Whenever I post like the total number of minutes I listen to every year, everyone's like, that few? All the kids are like,
people
you must
shut
hate.
Up.
They're like, well, I think mine was half of yours. If yours was 44, mine was like 22 or 23 of whatever.
I listened to 39 hours of Lady Gaga, my most played artist.
That is insane to me.
Why? How?
Because all of our friends had equal numbers to like that, same as you. And my biggest one was 22 hours of Troye Sivan.
Do you not listen to your, do you not, are you not logged in while you're listening to things? I'm trying to figure out what it could possibly be. Because I know you're like, you're clearly listening to music and you listen at the gym.
I know. It's like when I walk to the gym, when I'm at the gym, when I walk home. But usually when I'm home, if I'm working from home, I have the TV on instead of music because I don't really have to like think about that. And then suddenly I'm like 10 episodes deep into a Housewives franchise.
Right. I never have the TV on. I always have music playing. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. What I love about it is it's like a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple, it's intuitive, it's got clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way, because some of this can kind of feel daunting and intimidating. If you are a little bit nervous about investing, what I love about Robinhood is that you really learn by doing. You get to learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You get to discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds. Plus, you have custom notifications for price movements, so you never miss the right moment to invest. And y'all know we don't talk about anything here on the podcast without giving you guys the hookup. So Robinhood is giving Psychobabble listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. All you gotta do is sign up at psycho.robinhood.com. Again, that is psycho, P-S-Y-C-H-O, dot Robinhood, R-O-B-I-N-H-O-O-D.com. psycho.robinhood.com. Thank you so much to Robinhood for sponsoring this episode. If you guys are interested in investing, check it out. Now back to the gossip. My top artists, Gaga, Ariana, Kim Petras, Troye Sivan, Years and Years. I'm okay with that.
Mine was Troy, Carrie, Years and Years, Sarah Bareilles, and I
forget. Carrie as in Underwood?
Carrie Underwood's wow. Love Wins. I think I listened to straight for 24 hours one day, which is why I thought it was funny that they didn't seem to remember. Hmm. Love Wins, such a good song.
My top songs, according to this, No Tears Left to Cry, Power by EXO, the K-pop song, My, Always Remember Us This Way, and Is That All Right? So two A Star Is Born
Is That
songs.
All Right?
Listen, I'm just...
What was your number one?
No Tears Left to Cry.
That's
God
crazy.
Is Woman wasn't even on there.
That's crazy. Mine was definitely My by Troye Sivan.
But I think that's wrong for me because...
17 was also listed on that.
17's listed on mine. But I think that's wrong for me because it has to be the My Throttle remix. It has to be. Like, I listened to that only.
Mine, I mean, on that 100 song playlist, mine did have both of them. So
there you have it.
There you have it.
Well, there you have it.
Did you look at the like Spotify also made for their listeners that like people to check out in 2019 playlist? Have you?
I did
perused?
Not check that out, but I will.
I kind of
they usually
it.
Get it very right with me.
Really?
Whenever I put on like you know, I really like putting on an artist's shuffle or like a song's shuffle because I always find so much good music from that.
You know what I always love putting on?
What?
A little mesh tank.
Well, I have just the thing for you then, baby. Are we done? Are we done?
No.
I thought that was you trying to get me out of a conversation and into an outro.
No. What I was going to say was, is this your way of like secretly trying to tell me when I come down for New Year's Eve to pack only mesh?
Well, living room will be a safe space for all mesh outfits, is all I'm
good,
trying to
okay.
say.
Well, I will tell our friend Sarah, because she has a pretty great leather mesh skirt.
Maybe we have a mesh night.
Is your New Year's Eve party going to have a theme?
Maybe it's mesh themed. Oh my God.
Yeah, that sounds like...
I'm the only one that shows up to my living room in mesh.
Hello. You're wearing those one pair of sunglasses on your face and the other one on as a belt. The good thing is you wouldn't be able to see a thing.
Well, thank you. That's how I prefer.
Is LASIK on your 2019 radar?
It might be on my 2018 radar. There's still time left.
Well, Radar is on Britney's next album for the third time.
It's an optometrist recently told me that you can just pop right in, get it done, and wake up the next morning good to go.
That sounds dangerous. I just watched an episode of Housewives where someone got their boobs done by a vagina doctor.
Okay, well, that's not what I'm up to.
And then she got a back flesh-eating bacteria on her boobs.
Was it a female-presenting flesh-eating bacteria?
Her nipples were both female-presenting straight up, and she wanted them to point out instead of up. Can you believe they wouldn't just show us that?
I'm trying to imagine, like, looking God in the eye.
With your nipples?
You know?
Can you believe I was so anti-housewives for so long, and now I've just really dabbled in each?
You're the new Andy Cohen of San Francisco.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's not a
compliment.
I'm not going to. Anyway.
Should you and I host New Year's Rockin' Eve from your living room? And you be Anderson Cooper and I'll be Andy Cohen?
I think it's possible.
And we'll wear mesh.
Right, and wigs. I just added three new wigs to my closet.
Are you and your friends doing a white elephant or a secret Santa moment?
They call my body shape white elephant. After the procedure, now that my nipples look at God.
Well, one time.
Wait, sorry, what's the question? I hate that Elf on the Shelf. What? Get a job.
Well, did you know there's a Jewish version that I saw in Shark Tank?
I did. I saw that episode like four times.
What was
legitimately, I've seen that episode like four times.
Mensch on the Bench.
Yes, Mensch did on you the know? Bench.
They were very
rude to him about the appearance of the bench. They said, your mensch looks scary. And I thought, okay, well, that feels anti-Semitic at least.
Have they never seen an elf? Those things can be scary too.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Brenda has seen.
Well, we were meeting our friends for dinner.
Is her name Brenda?
Barbara.
Barbara, thank you.
Is Barbara the one who invested in Mensch on the Bench?
I don't know.
When I was at Cheesecake Factory last week, we got there very early and we had to wait for all of our friends, and it was holiday time and it was busy, and we sat at the bar waiting and they had Shark Tank on, and I thought, well, I'm never leaving this Cheesecake Factory ever.
I choose my treadmill based on which TV's playing Shark Tank.
Do you know you can change the channel?
I don't like to be that person. Sometimes people waltz in thinking, oh, I'm going to put on the big game. And I'm just like, okay, ask the people on the treadmills if anybody... Point at the TV and give the look of, is anybody watching this? Because very often they switch off...
It controls everyone's same thing is controlled by one person.
They have a big, like, a wall of TVs... And everyone's watching all the TVs, and so like, there's like Fox News and CNN, and then the football game, and then this.
There's people at your gym watching Fox News.
Sometimes it's on, and I always look around. I'm like, who's watching this right now? Who? Who?
Well, I would. Who?
Sometimes it's football, and I think, who the fuck in my gym, in their right mind? But often it's
watching the big game. That's why I just call Shark Tank the big game. Because it is, if you think about it.
It kind of is. Mensch on the Bench, up to bat.
Oh, well, that's all it.
That's all it. Corey,
That's a whole 30 minutes, and you didn't even tell me about cuffing season.
We should get the fuck out of here. Oh, cuffing season. Well, you know, another day. The point of cuffing season was, apparently it's a phrase that people are using that's like, oh, now's the moment where everyone's trying to get a boyfriend or girlfriend or wrap it up.
For the holidays.
Cuffing season.
You want to get a boyfriend or a significant other or whatever you're looking for right after Thanksgiving, and then you got to break up before February for Valentine's Day.
Jesus.
That seems like what you and your dumb friends are up to.
All my friends are really laying it down and locking it in, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I would love someone to lay it down and lock it in, too. Okay.
Just lock those clamps onto your female presenting nipples facing Jesus.
Pointing up to Jesus, baby.
The higher the nipple, the closer to God, Harry.
The higher the nipple, the higher the presentation.
Huh? PowerPoint? Girl, when my nipples are hard, they call it a PowerPoint.
They call it a
presentation.
Bitch, they call it a powder point because you're so fucking white.
White. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of hanging up on you.
Okay, we gotta go. Corey, where can people find you?
Well, I'm
spell
on
it,
Instagram. KoreyKuhl on Instagram and Twitter.
Wow. Great. You know what I would like for Christmas this year? If you've been listening, but you haven't tweeted us ever before, I'd like you to just say, hey, tweet us. Because sometimes when we were like, sometimes when we do like, oh, use the hashtag psychobabble and let us know who's listening to this point. A lot of you guys do, but then I'm sure there's people that have never done it before. I'd like you, if you've never tweeted us before and you're a listener, tweet us.
I really feel like the second we start rambling and trying to do our outro is when everyone just starts hanging up their phone.
Okay, okay, we'll officially leave. Bye, guys.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.